Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God shows his love to us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Today's passage explains the good news. Here are the three important truths we need to know and apply about the good news. One, God loves us. God shows his love to us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's an amazing truth, isn't it? The eternal God has a deep affection and affinity for us. He wants us to be his children. He longs to know us and have a relationship with us. He desires to bless us and show us his great love. But there's a problem. Not only does God love us, here's the problem: man is a sinner. We're not a sinner because we sin. We sin because we are a sinner. We are a sinner by nature. Our sin separates us from God. There's a great chasm between us and God that cannot be crossed by our good works. All of us have sinned and fall short of God's holy standard. Trying to get to God on our own would be like trying to jump across the Grand Canyon. You might jump farther than me, and I might jump farther than you, but the rescue workers are not going to be measuring the distance when they pick up our bodies off the rocks. See, the confirmation class you went to, that CCD class you went to, your baptism, your first communion, church attendance, or generous giving cannot propel us to God. Since we can't get to God, God came to us. God loves us, but we're a sinner. So here's the solution. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. Christ died for us. God loved us so much that he did something about our predicament. He sent his son to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Jesus came to pay the penalty of our sin on the cross. And Jesus was fully God, fully man. Being God, he was sinless, so he didn't have to die for his sins. He went to the cross as a sinless sacrifice. Being man, he died in our place as our substitute. So being a Christian is simply this: I come to the point where I realize I'm a sinner and cannot have a relationship with God on my own. I know that God loved me so much that he sent his son to die for me, and I trust in Jesus as the one who died on my behalf. I trust in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with God, the only way to experience his new life now, the only way to live with him forever. Would you like to have that relationship with the Heavenly Father who loves you with that kind of love? If you do, then use the following prayer as your guide to trust in Jesus. You ready? Just follow me with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I admit I'm a sinner. I cannot earn my way to you. I thank you for loving me so much that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. I thank you for raising him back to life. Today I trust in Jesus alone as the one who paid the penalty for my sin on the cross. I trust in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with you. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed to trust in Christ, please let us know by emailing us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. And we'd love to send you some free resources to help you get started on your journey with Jesus.